Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the star line by musician, journalist, and author of Nothing's Bad Luck, The Many Lives of Warren Zevon and Beast, John Bonham, and The Rise of Led Zeppelin. His latest book is Cooler Than Cool, on the great author, Elmore Leonard. We welcome C.M. Cushings.
Thank you so much for having me, Sean. I was really looking forward to this. I'm always happy to talk about Elmore, so this is a great excuse.
C.M., let's go beyond the mic. Why was this the right time to tackle the life and work of Elmore Leonard?
This year would have been the centennial of his birth. So for the big 100, he's been my personal hero since I'm a kid. I want to get this ready in time as a thank you and birthday present, really. That was how I viewed it.
Marguerite Harper, a New York literary agent, gave him this advice, quote, don't give up your job to write, unquote. Why was that one piece of advice important for Elmore in his future?
I think it echoed something that his late father, Elmore Sr., had also lived. His dad was a painter with aspirations to do that. And when his own father passed away at a young age, Elmore Sr. put his painting and artistic ambitions on hold and joined the workforce early. I think he gave the same advice to his son. And I think Marguerite Harper, who had a lot of experience with other pulp writers, knew it to be true. And Elmore lived that his whole life. People forget he had two dual jobs for the bulk of his career. He was in advertising, and then the screenwriting, when he was popular enough, those always staked the novels. So there was the art, and he always had something pragmatic going at the same time. So he took heed of that advice.
Leonard was the master of research. You took 7 years to write your first book. What was the one fact from your research on Elmore that amazed you about him?
About Elmore? That's also twofold. You know, when you see like an amazing athlete like Michael Jordan, he shoots and it's like on a string. They make it look so easy and it's over. Elmore out of the gate had excellent instincts, had an ear for sound and dialogue. But learning how he did have to really woodshed that like everyone else. He made it look easy and he was a natural at it. But at the same time, he put in the time. And I think that's a huge lesson for anyone who aspires to it. And seeing the proof of that moved me. The second was the interview process. I'm so grateful to the Leonard family because they were behind me with this and helped out in enormous ways the whole time. And Elmore was also a very modest dude about what a good family man he was and how generous he was with his wealth. He did a lot of good. With that, a lot of philanthropic causes, which I thought to myself, sometimes you're lucky enough you pick the right hero. And I learned that by doing the research for the book.
Cooler Than Cool is the book. The author, C.M. Cushings, joins us beyond the mic. And it's time for the Rocking 8, 8 random questions. Yes. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. Chad, there's no pressure.
I'm ready.
Last book you read that wasn't your own?
Ooh, the last book that I read wasn't my own was an excellent biography called, I'm thinking of the title right now. It was the biography of Eugene Bullard, who's the first black aviator, first American black aviator who grew up in Europe and flew for France during World War I. All Blood Runs Red, that was the one that I read. It was excellent.
Who's the most underappreciated director today?
Underappreciated of all time today. Ooh, I have to think about that. Living or dead, or someone that has to be rediscovered?
All up to you.
Oh, okay. Let's see. The first one, I don't want to get fancy schmancy on you, but recently, because I am living in Berlin, I'm in Europe with my wife, I started to get into some foreign films, and I don't think he's underappreciated, but I think someone should do a really fascinating English language biography on Werner Herzog. There's a lot of books on him. Yeah, but a lot of books on him, but a really like comprehensive biography, I think, of his work would be great.
What's your favorite of all the Leonard novels?
Oh, man. Hardest for last. The first one I read when I was 11 years old was Get Shorty. So that has a special place to me. But as I've gotten older and reread them, as an adult, I really love the ones that would qualify as his historical novels, like Cuba Libre and The Hot Kid. They transcend genre, and I think that he should have been a contender for major prizes for those.
Now, Elmore loved Joe Cocker. Who's your favorite musician?
Warren Zevon. That was why that was the first book. I got a lot of favorites, but as a piano player, when I heard his lyrics, I heard Elmore Leonard set to music. And I became an enormous fan of his in his own right.
So, that being said, best Warren Zevon song is?
I have, well, I think probably, you know this better than anybody if you talk music. I think every band and every artist has like one song that sums up all of their work in like microcosm. So I think Desperados Under the Eaves is probably his best. His most underappreciated was the song Mutineer, which he wrote for the fans. And as he joked, none of them bought the album.
How about your favorite Led Zeppelin album?
The obvious one would be Four, because, or the Untitled, because it has too many classics. But when I did a deep dive into John Bonham, I loved listening to leftover material that hadn't necessarily been used. So I'm one of the few people, and I've had real arguments with friends about this one. I love Coda because it had been stuff that was not necessarily radio friendly, but it had some of Bonham's original compositions in it. And I liked hearing where he was going with his drumming before his untimely passing.
What's the one chore your wife, Diana, depends on you to do?
I love cooking.
So what's your favorite meal to cook?
We are vegan. And my late mother was not, and was a very traditional Italian cook. So one of the fun things I like to do for my wife is try and veganize mom's old Italian recipes, of which there were many, so I can't give you just one.
Have you written a million words yet?
I had the thank you for that one. I had the confidence to approach literary agents with the idea for that book once we clocked in at about a million. Yeah.
Let's sneak in one more with cooler than cool author CM Cushions be on the mic.
Good.
What's your favorite Dutch story?
My favorite Dutch story. Again, with the generosity, interviewing his children and grandchildren was amazing because there were stories about how cool he was in real life. And they had a close family friend who was a Franciscan brother named Juvenal Carlson. And the name later got used as a character in the book of Elmore's called Touch. But in real life, Juvie, as his nickname was, he was a missionary priest, and he traveled all over the world. And Elmore stayed in constant correspondence with him because they were very, very close. And I think that had a positive effect on him. He visited the family in Detroit from out of the country for a while when the children were young. And Bill, his son, Elmore's son, Bill told me Juvie needed a car to drive like across the entire country for, a good cause. And he said, Dad just gave him one of the cars, no questions asked to keep. And he said, you got five kids. How could you give away one of the cars? And Elmore said to his son, he goes, if someone really needs the car, you don't give them half of anything. You give them the full thing so they get where they have to go.
It's time for one big question with CM Cushions. His book is Cooler Than Cool. Yeah. Chad, how did a thick manila envelope sent from Elmore change you forever?
Thank you so much for asking me. I've told people that story for so long. It was amazing to have an excuse to put it in print. Elmore was my favorite writer from the age of 11 and 12, when my mom would get his books from the library for me. And I wanted to be a writer, but I was nervous about asking for an autograph. At 15 years old, I sent a short story to a magazine. It was promptly and rightfully rejected. And I wrote to Elmore and asked him for help. And he responded in a matter of weeks, 3 weeks. And he wrote me a beautiful letter of advice and encouragement and proofread the majority of the story. He took the time to do that. And as a gift, he sent me one of his short stories. He sent me a first typed draft of something that hadn't been published yet. And he had a fan for life after that.
He veganizes his mom's recipes, loves Warren Zevon's Mutineer, and wants you to read Cooler Than Cool. CM Cushions, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
John, this was fun. Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.